Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
E.T. Phone Home.
E.T. Phone Home.
Oh, I just said heebie-jeebies. I did not like it. Okay, we want to know what movie traumatized you as a kid. Mine is E.T. Don't you dare play that again. I see what you're about to do. I hate that movie. It gives me nightmares. I am like 30 years old now, and I still can't deal with that wrinkly puppet.
I watched E.T. 2 weeks ago. It's just as good now as it was back in the 80s and 90s.
So bad. So when I was a kid, which was like in the 90s, I swear that was the only VHS tape anybody had. So if you like went to the babysitters or an after school thing and it was raining, they would put E.T. in. And every time I'd freak out because that little wrinkly puppet makes me want to throw up.
It was the biggest movie of the 1980s.
And it's terrible. It's terrifying. I don't like it. Stop it. I'm taking my headphones off. I'm not playing this game with you, okay? And so my parents and my family, they're all like cruel or whatever. They've never coddled me the way I deserve to. Stop playing it.
I'm not gonna.
And when I was like 8, we went on vacation to Universal Studios in Florida, right?
You can put your headphones back on now.
So anyways, we go and they had this E.T. ride.
Yeah.
And they don't have it anymore, I don't think. And so because I was 8, I had to get on the ride with them because they wouldn't let me just wait at the end.
I'm super jealous. And I always wanted to go on that ride.
No. And nobody in my family would like sit it out with me, right?
Uh-huh.
And so you like stand in line or whatever and like the people ask you some questions and they like put it in a computer. Didn't think anything of it. We go to get on the ride. My family thinks it's hilarious to force me to sit in the seat with the glowing basket, which is E.T. I like kept my eyes closed for as long as I can, and it's like returning to E.T.'s home planet.
That's so the coveted seat right there.
No! So there's all these like freaky animatronic puppets just like moving and freaking out and looking at me. And then at the very end, it turns out the questions they were asking were your names.
Uh-huh.
And so E.T. goes, "Thank you, Liz." And I lost it. I am talking years and years of nightmares. To this day, I am traumatized. They re-released it when I was in 7th grade.
Yeah.
And they had a giant poster at the mall and I started crying.
Come on.
I can't
deal. It
wasn't
that bad.
I've been mugged and that was less scary. I'm not even kidding. So what movie traumatized you as a kid? 503-733-5105.
Yes, hurry home, princess. We wouldn't want to miss old daddy's celebration, now would we?
What is wrong with you? What movie traumatized you as a child? We saw this. It was trending on Twitter yesterday. And it's so much fun because some people have the most random movies ever.
Yeah.
And yours is The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Scared you.
Is Ursula not terrifying to you?
No, she was the first plus size woman I saw on TV.
And that makes you excited? Like,
yeah.
No.
As a chubby kid, all I had to look up to was Ursula and then Kathy and Jimmy's character in Sister Act.
Well, she was fabulous in Sister Act. I actually watched that the other day. But The Little Mermaid, all right, I swear on everything, this is the God's honest truth. I could not make it through the entire movie until I was in my 20s.
Why?
In that one scene where Ursula just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
How dare you?
That's where I had to shut it off.
That's how I've been this entire quarantine, just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That doesn't mean I'm horrifying.
Yeah, but she sounds like she's smoking a pack of Lucky Strikes and drinking scotch on the rocks.
You catch me on an allergy day, I sound the same. I think it was just preparing you to work with me. How dare you? How dare you? There's no way. She was awesome.
And when the live action feature comes out, please do not make Ursula as scary as she was in the cartoon. But hands down, the scariest Disney cartoon character of all time.
You clearly didn't see The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I missed that one on purpose.
Did you see it when they did the musical version and Queen Latifah played her?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay. I feel like we have to watch that. Maybe it'll make you less scared.
Queen Latifah, she's an Ursula I can get behind.
Yeah. Why do you have to make everything so weird? We put it up on Facebook, and people have some really good ones. Leslie said she was scared of The Wizard of Oz.
The original Wizard
yes,
of Oz?
The original.
Well, I mean,
not
there's
the
been
Wiz.
Several different ones afterwards, like The Return to Oz. Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, that was scary.
And then Carrie said Return of the Living Dead scared her. Michaela, I can get on board with this. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park wasn't that scary.
I was too young to see it, I think. I was in kindergarten, and okay. I went with my next-door neighbor and his dad. And his dad would take us to movies and fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And so it's just me and another five-year-old, and there's just all these scenes and these dinosaurs coming out, and I was terrified.
I think at your age, I was like the perfect age for Jurassic Park.
27.
You know what? I'm done.
I'm done. You just said you were terrified of a character because she was getting bigger and bigger. That's like my sole Disney character. Like, I've never related to a Disney character more than Ursula. What movie traumatized you as a kid?
The flying monkeys on The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
yeah. Those were the scariest part, I think, of The Wizard of Oz. That or The Wicked Witch, you could debate either way.
Right.
How old were you when you saw it?
Oh, my God. 7.
Man, some of those movies, they just stick with you. They creep up whenever you've had too much cheese before bed, you know? You fall asleep. And then all of a sudden, the flying monkeys are back.
Are you having a moment right now?
Yeah, apparently they're called cheese dreams. I just learned about it. Ever since I stopped eating cheese at bed, I've had way more peaceful sleep.
Oh, my God.
It's a real thing. Google it.
Oh, yes. The flying monkies were
with a
scary.
Cheese. I'm sorry. Well, what's your name?
People are crazy. I'm Cheryl.
I don't know if the flying monkeys were scarier or the actual wizard.
I mean, I was fine with all. There wasn't actually a wizard. Isn't that the whole point? It was a man behind a curtain.
Yeah.
You're scared of a man behind a curtain?
I was scared of him. He was a big green head, remember?
Okay. Well, we want to know what movie traumatized you as a child. 503-733-5105.
Oh, my gosh. Jaws.
Jaws. Oh. No one has said that yet. I'm so surprised.
Oh, yeah. No. When that head rolled out of the boat, oh, my gosh. I think I was completely out of my seat and on the floor of the theater.
Now, does Jaws still traumatize you as an adult, or was that only as a child?
No, my gosh, every time I hear those notes, it takes me back to that moment. It's horrible.
Now, did it affect you in other bodies of water? Like, could you go swimming in a lake after that?
You know, every time I've been in the ocean, I think about that, honestly, every single time. So it's not that it keeps me out of there, but it's definitely in my mind, and I'm always on the lookout, you know, for the fin.
Well, if you ever see seals anywhere near your presence in the ocean, that's a good idea to get back on the beach.
Stop making me sad about the seals. I know they eat them, but I don't need to be reminded.
Well, they're getting hunted if they're close to the shore.
Oh, I don't like this.
Oh, my gosh. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, you're welcome.
We want to know what movie traumatized you as a kid. It's been trending on Twitter.
It would have to be Iron Giant. He scared me as a kid, even though I know he was the kind of the good guy, the gentle giant.
I'm going to be honest. So I saw that when I was a kid, but for some reason I thought it was a Transformer. And I was very confused because when I got to like high school, they talked about how it had political undertones. And I was like, a Transformer? What? And I was so lost.
Well, yeah. I mean, when he transforms near the end of that movie into that big old weapon with the tentacles behind his back, that's what really scared me the most.
Yeah.
I can get behind that, but I was traumatized for a different reason because the Iron Giant just wasn't good.
Oh, it was so good.
I didn't think so.
Oh, it was
if you look
so
at it
good.
As a Transformers movie, it's the best one in the series. Thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I mean, I guess if you look at Iron Giant like a Transformer movie, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. What movie traumatized you as a kid? It's been trending on Twitter. We want to know yours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.